And here's your need to know for today. The question, what is the best way to help your kids while helping yourself? What a concept. And you want to save for your child's future? Well, get an IRA for the kids and then hire them. Just a couple of ways that can help save you money for those mounting college expenses. Joining us is Fox Business contributor Jonas Max Ferris. He is the founder of MaxFunds.com and, of course, a regular on Cashing In. What a great time for a question like this. My son is about to leave for college. Is it too late? What can people do?
How old is he?
Too old.
Okay. And basically what happened is Congress changed the tax. In an effort to keep taxes low, they have to crack down on abusive stuff. This has been going on now for 30 years since Reagan lowered income taxes. You have to bust people that are cheating to make a way to pay for it. What they basically did was raise the kiddie tax to 18. What was going on here is if your kid was between essentially 14 and 18 and you were in a high bracket, you could kind of hide money in their name and they'd be paying this low rate.
That's why now, our parents had those passbooks. You used to actually make money.
Well, you actually can now with rates going up. That's another story. Anyway, the point is if you're paying taxes, say 30% on your income, let's say a bond or a passbook savings or anything, your kid would be paying at 5% or less.
Okay.
So you'd hide money there. That game's gone. You can no longer hide money in your kid's name, especially if you're in a high bracket and they're in a low bracket. By the way, this is really bad for kids who are actually working, teenagers, and their parents are rich but don't support them. They have to pay.
Separate apart from the taxes, I want to know how I can hire my kid to do chores,
okay,
pay them,
if
and it pays off.
If you have a business, you can hire your kid as an employee. That money that you pay them is deductible to you as a business, so you're getting a write-off. They can then start some sort of IRA or a 529 to some extent and shield that so they won't pay income tax on it either. And basically, you're getting a write-off. They're not paying tax on it. You're hiding money from Uncle Sam, essentially. It's technically legal. There's some complexities there. You should talk to your tax accountant, but that's how you do it. Another way is just the 529 plan. If you live in a state, this is totally on the level and legit. Not that the other thing
was. That's what we want to say.
If you're a 529, if you're in a state that has high state income taxes and your parents are in a high bracket, they can save money for your college that way. It's like an IRA for college in a nutshell.
So it really works.
Yeah, you don't avoid federal tax, you avoid state.
And new deductions for paying tuition? Is that situation improving?
One thing I will say related to that is don't put money in your kid's name if you think you're going to get financial aid, because that's what the government looks at first. You want to keep money in your parents' name. They look at that too, but not as much.
Okay.
So if you're not very wealthy and you're looking to get that, that's...
Jonas Max Ferris, got to run. Thanks so much. A little help for parents trying to pay for college. Keep those emails coming on Legal and Money Matters and tell me what you need to know. Just email me at jamie@foxnews.com. We might answer your question on the air.